Pay no attention to that Mario behind the curtain. It's Boss Barrel Radio.
Everybody, it's Boss Barrel Radio. What did you do there, Jeff?
Oh, nothing. Well, it'll be revealed tomorrow.
Jamie, can you tell me what he did?
I think he made a reference to Emily Rogers or
something. Oh, I get it now. But I was thinking that, like, we got to deal with the topic at hand right now, right here, right now. No talking about Gears of War 4. We got to talk about the Nintendo Switch.
The Switch?
Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, the Nintendo Switch.
The situation, if you will.
Oh, ho, ho.
Can this entire episode just be a breakdown of Emily Rogers' tweets, like dating back to like August?
Yes.
Yeah,
just
can we
go
do that
through the whole feed,
and then also include all the patent, the Nintendo patent filing pictures?
Oh, so many of them were such bullshit.
Yep.
No freeform screen.
Nope.
No worldly triggers.
Nope.
So hey guys, there was a Nintendo console announced this morning. We should probably start by saying that. And it looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
I'm into it. I love everything I saw, but I don't know how much people will like it, but it seems to be doing okay. It has like 1.7 million views. I checked the reveal trailer.
Yep.
It's number 5 trending on YouTube.
So Reggie said a couple months or weeks ago that they need to do a really good job explaining to people what the NX will be and what it is and what it's good for. And I think that this initial trailer was perfect for that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that in every single way. First of all, the name is fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah, like, I
like
the name a lot.
Actually, great name, because it is the name itself would be cool regardless, but it actually describes what you can do with the thing. And also, I love how there's a, I guess, that sound that it makes when you slide the controllers onto the controller hub or onto the screen. And then
I don't think it actually makes that sound. I think that was just their promotional. I like
the
sound.
It's so smart.
It was Pavlovian. Like, it was like, hey guys, you're going to see a use case right here.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then like they match that sound up with the logo, and they show you the logo like 30 times. And
yeah.
I think it was a really good first
Hey, it's
salvo.
Not the Wii U 2. Hey, it's not the Wii U 2.
Yeah.
I really wish Reggie had gone up there and be like, first we unveiled the Wii to show the power of playing together. Then we unveiled the Wii U to show the individuality of blah, blah, blah. And then it's like some reason for why they needed an also, like, another console. Like, we wanted to figure out how we could have the power of the Wii U and some other stuff. Hence the Wii U 2. Like, TOO. Or just some bullshit explanation.
I also think it's so important that they did not do this Nintendo Direct style, that they did not have any corporate talking heads, that they did not have really close zooming in on people's faces talking about the thing.
It wasn't Mega 64 doing a parody.
You know what it was, though? A lot of 20-somethings.
Oh, yeah, yep. Man.
Just 20-somethings for days.
Yeah.
Riding in old VW buses.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? That's like my normal day.
Just riding in the back playing Mario Kart and
bumping
into your
phone. But you're a 20-something, so that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I catch a flight.
I cannot. I do not relate. Basketball, what's that?
Do you guys, what's your favorite like place to play basketball in chain hoops under cover of darkness?
When my dog barks to go outside, I just ignore it and keep
You sit on the bench, but you don't sit on it in the normal way. You sit on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I also spin my chair around when I sit at it at parties. Also, I bring my game system to parties.
Yeah. Like, if you're having a barbecue, I'm going to, like, bust up in there, and I'm going to get over to the table that you want to put food on, and I'm going to slap my Nintendo console on there.
You know, this actually raises an interesting point, which I don't know how much time we're going to spend on this, but I feel like people haven't talked about it. How do you guys feel about that kickstand?
Nervous.
I'm all for it.
It makes me shiver.
What? Why?
Because it's just going to crack right off.
Well, don't put your penis in the console and it won't do that, man.
What are you talking about? That flimsy little piece of plastic? I will never be using that at all.
So I had a phone case for my Galaxy Note 5 with a kickstand that I used all the time. and it was super dinky, and it didn't break. But I don't know.
It looked pretty solid in the video. My only thought was, and this is another piece. So this device, obviously, it's a handheld for people who haven't seen it yet, and it docks to,
or is it?
Okay, there is a handheld component to this device. And
so can I interrupt you because I just remembered something. So I show this my fiance's sister is here, and she likes Nintendo, but she has no idea about this. And I showed it to her, and the first question she asked was, "Is it a handheld or is it a console?" And I said, like, well, I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
And then I played her the commercial, and she got it immediately.
Yeah.
So there's that. But sorry to derail you, Jeff. Go ahead.
No. And it's interesting that you had that experiment, because I watched the trailer at work without sound, and I was like, hey, Jessica, remember that thing I was really excited about? Here it is. And I came home after work, and I was like, hey, what'd you think of that? And she's like, I actually thought it was really cool. And I was like, what?
Success. Test approved.
I had her rate it, and she was like, I'll give it a 9 out of 10. And I was like, wow.
I would have assumed that if I'd asked...
If she gave it any lower, would you have divorced her?
No, I just thought it was there. I thought it was a good barometer of, like, okay, how good is the messaging here? How slick does this product look? I thought it looked quite slick, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I showed it to Jen, and she had the same reaction Jamie did, where it's like, that's a lot of young people doing unrealistic things.
Well, I think everyone... who isn't just like a sucker had that reaction. Like, okay. You know what I actually thought was pretty interesting? The nod to esports at the end?
Yeah, that
where
was
they
weird.
All went out for the Splatoon tournament. It was very clearly targeted at like core gamers. Like this is the... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Jeff, you notice how they're all using pro controllers and not the motion sensing device?
That thing is... Oh man, those controllers. Huh? But anyway, we'll touch on those in a minute. But I wanted to ask, so for the kickstand, and this is a question that Jamie raised that I initially was like, oh no, there's nothing to worry about. But the more that I've been turning it over in my head, the more it makes me scared. Charging this device, can you only charge this device with the dock?
I mean,
we
don't have an answer for that yet. There's a lot of things floating around out there.
There are. And I think Nintendo hasn't... Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's a good segue to kind of reel everything back in and start from the beginning of this whole situation with the NX Switch video that came out today. Jeff, I think you'd be the best candidate to kind of just take away what was leading up to this and what this NX has appeared to be, you know, just in a very general format.
Yeah, sure. So essentially, I mean... It's weird because the product that we received is not exactly the product that was advertised in the sense that Nintendo has kind of said like, oh, you know, we're not really working on a hybrid or they've resisted any kind of confirmation of hybrid devices. But the messaging around the NX has been, okay, we want to have this device, you know, that can have shared libraries with other units. Like if there's multiple devices in the family, they all play the same games. You know, we view NX as this, you know, a launch of a new platform that can encompass multiple hardware forms. So that was kind of the messaging from Nintendo, and as we know, they've been completely radio silent for a long time. But a lot of the rumblings online have been basically exactly this product. So I guess around maybe August, was it? Emily Rogers, a prominent Nintendo rumor monger / pseudo journalist, along with like Eurogamer and Kotaku, all put out articles basically describing this device, saying, you know, this is a hybrid. And they pretty much nailed it. I mean, they nailed exactly what the concept is, and we can talk about that concept, which is basically, you know, it is a portable device that you can dock, and then it turns into a home console unit. You know, it'll display on your television. And, everything that was talked about has pretty much been present. So it was pretty well spelled out in advance. But seeing the hardware, I mean, you know, hearing about this product and then seeing it fully realized, it's quite something. I mean, I don't know. I mean, was there any particular element, Griffin, that stuck out to you, or Jamie, that stuck out to you kind of in the lead up and the messaging? There wasn't a lot of it. I mean, it was just, you know, we got to, you know, people were talking about when is this reveal going to happen? You know, Nintendo isn't saying a damn word. And then, you know, less than 12 hours before this video came out, I was like, hey, NX tomorrow.
Yeah,
look at this creepy Mario peeking around a curtain.
Very impressive, Nintendo, like, playing it close to the vest and keeping everything locked down as tight as possible. You know, there was those spec pictures that kind of leaked out of the production companies and internals leakings of you know, how the product is going to, or what powers the product. But yeah, like you said, there was just a couple outlets that kind of were taking, you know, stabs at what it was, and they were correct.
Well, I mean, they were, it wasn't clear that they were stabs as much as they were, you know, a well-placed source. What impresses me is that there was no hardware pictures at all. And clearly, like, this is hardware that is being made. Because I was watching that video frame by frame, and these aren't just mock-ups. Like, these are, you can see, like, there is Nintendo branding on the back of the console. In some of the pictures, like, there is a, like, there is, like, engraved volume by the volume button. Like, these are actual pieces of hardware. So it's clear that they... Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if it's coming in March, you would certainly hope so. But it's surprising that they started the production chain without any serious leak.
Well, they definitely seem confident about the device. You know, the messaging from Nintendo is, we don't want to show this because this is a game changer. And we want to keep it until it's ready to go. So. Yeah.
Well, it's surprising that they held it back and that they're not, that they're revealing it at this point. Because with the Wii U, I don't know if you remember, when it first was unveiled, it had slide pads. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they, you know, the Wii U had a pretty long lead up after its unveiling to release. And, you know, they went and talked to developers and they said, no, we really would like it if you had clickable sticks. You know, we'd like it if you did this. And the controller changed. Mm-hmm. But this is like, here's your final hardware. Take it or leave it. Here's the weird ass analog sticks that are like, off center when you pull the controllers off.
Here's this tiny D-pad.
No, that's not a D-pad, dude. That's a start button.
Oh, a start button. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was too. I looked at, so they brought over the plus and minus buttons from you know, the Wii and the Wii U,
yeah.
And they stuck them on top of the controller, but the plus button just looks like a tiny ass D-pad. So when I first looked at it, I was like, what in the world are they thinking?
Yeah. It's cool though, now that you know what it is. So with this trailer, they pitched it and showed us that it's not the NX, it is the Switch, Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
From
the get-go, you click that trailer, you know you're watching the Nintendo Switch.
Yes. I think that there are some important highlights, milestones in this trailer that are worth touching on, and I'd like to start that off by just saying that, you guys kind of did the spouse test with it, And one of the takeaways that I had from this trailer was immediately it is shown as a console. It is being played on a TV. It has a controller that is separate from the device, and then it moves into the person undocking it and removing it and making it ready for the go. So the trailer sets itself up as showing it like, this is a device that is a console. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, now it's a portable. So... I think that Nintendo did a really good job of showing that it's not just the new 3DS. It is a console device that can be then extracted and made portable.
It's funny because contrast that with the reveal of the Wii U, which was pretty much the same concept. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey, you're playing new, but there's some key differences. First off, the people in the video don't speak like weird Charlie Brown English.
Right.
I don't know if you remember from the Wii U video, like the people speaking in those videos, I guess were maybe like, I don't know, Japanese expats or something. Like, I don't know what the deal was. Like, they were...
Oh,
clearly,
yeah.
English was not their first language.
Yes.
And also, the game on the television was New Super Mario Brothers, whereas in this case, it was Breath of the Wild.
Right.
And I think taking a game like that, something as expansive as that, and then going, like you said, Griffin, from the full-screen experience to the portable experience, that is a more... And also going outside, rather than just, you know, switching to the other screen. And also, you know, removing a piece of hardware, just the physicality of that, and walking away is very cool.
Yeah, definitely. And it seems super snappy, too.
Yes.
Whenever they take it out, and then the image pops up on the device when it's undocked, it seems, like, pretty snappy. And then there's one point where the guy gets back home, puts it in the dock, and it just kind of shows up on the top screen. And if it's as easy as that, then that would be awesome.
Yeah, which is not clear that it is, because, you know, anytime you see game footage in an ad like that, it's always simulated, so it's hard to say.
Sure,
yeah.
But I mean, Jamie makes a good point, and that was something I was going to touch on later. There is a moment where the person is playing at home on a Mario game, and then they undock the game and put it into their the mobile mode, and immediately it's where they left off in that game. So the implication is it is, like, ready to go at a moment's notice, you know, ready to snap and play.
I mean, as it should be. I mean, basically, you're just
switch
just, you know,
on a moment's notice.
Well, I mean, basically, it's the same hardware working all the time. So it should be that way. I mean, there's no logistical... It's funny because it's, in a sense, like, you know, obviously it's far more advanced than the Wii U ever was, but it's so much simpler a concept. Like, it's so much easier to execute from a technical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to put, like, crazy wireless... Like, you know, Nintendo developed a proprietary wireless chip in tandem with Miracast or whatever for the Wii U, which is really complicated. That controller is super chunky. Mm-hmm. This thing is thinner than a Wii U controller and more powerful than the whole console was.
Yep.
And it's just such
and
a simpler concept.
It still has active cooling, which is super impressive for something that thin.
And
bodes well for not feeling like the thing is burning up in your hands.
Although it doesn't bode super well for portability and you know, knockability.
Yeah.
It's a compromise.
Sure.
Nor does it bode well for battery life.
That's a big concern. Yeah. But going along with the trailer, I think the next kind of segment that happens in the next showcase moment is this person takes their device and puts it into its, I guess, next established mode, which is, as we talked about before, the kickstand, where you're kind of using the screen as a standalone device and de-docking...
So actually, before you talk about that, let's talk about the action of sliding the controllers
on. Oh, good call. Yeah.
Because that's cool.
That's sexy. That is sexy as hell.
I don't know how they're going to like handle power for all these devices, but and all that stuff. But just the rail that the controller slides into is so mm-hmm. satisfying.
Well, this is speculation, but I'll put it out there because it's interesting. So if everything that Emily Rogers says pans out, they're IR blasters, and that's supposed to be very efficient.
That was a patent that was just shown a long time ago.
The problem with the IR blaster theory, because I thought about that too, Jamie, is that they're used independently for multiplayer. Remember, they take them out and they use them for multiplayer on their own.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't work. But yeah, they must have batteries in them. I really don't know. I mean, the thing is, and they're simpler than previous controllers have been. And if you recall, the Wii U's Pro Controller has an 80-hour battery life. So, I wouldn't be surprised if Nintendo managed to coax a lot out of a little. I don't think these are going to be like PS4 controllers in that they die in like 2 hours.
Gotcha.
But So I thought the rail was really cool, and the frame of the controller is pretty interesting. The thing that you can slide it into.
So I guess to rewind a bit too, like we said, that person was playing on a main a console looking device in their home with what looks like a standard controller, mm-hmm. but we then later find out that they slide off each hand grip, which has the sticks and the buttons on it, from this central portion, which I want to talk about later and pick your guys' brain on what that might be, but yeah, that sliding action is really cool.
Yeah.
And then connects it to the screen portion of it, which he undocks from the hub.
Yeah, and what impresses me about this is, like, it doesn't... When I looked at this product, I was... Like, obviously, it's still plastic. It's still, you know, whatever. But it doesn't look like derpy Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
It looks very slick. Which is quite impressive.
The logo itself is cool, and I actually kind of like how the logo of the system, not Nintendo, like... The logo of the actual system is huge on the front of the dock, which mm-hmm. is kind of cool. Mm.
Oh, I love the kind of like chafy look that it has to it.
So and like the, it's like a yin and yang thing going on with the logo.
For sure.
So good.
Yeah, Nintendo or Switch Dog is an excellent thing that has come out from this. I don't know if that's official or not, but I love it.
The dock?
Dog. Switch Dog.
Oh, Switch Dog? Wait,
what? Oh, yeah.
The logo for Switch with kind of like the asymmetrical analog sticks, and put it on like a dog frame as the head, and it kind of looks like, you know, a pug dog that sneezed too hard.
I've not seen that yet. That's great though.
Yeah.
But yeah, so moving right along, Griff, we can go back to the kickstand piece again if you like.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think we did it. We kind of alluded to it, and that's the now the central unit is removed from the base, but it's also removed from the controllers itself. And now the person playing it is kind of going with this Wii setup where you have two independent controllers in each hand playing off a central screen,
which is interesting. I wonder how that would feel on like a tactile level. I wonder if that would be easy or if that would be hard. Like, I feel like having two hands as an anchor is probably better, but I don't know. I'd want to see how it feels.
well, you know, having played the Wii, I don't really like the two separate things. I like to be gripped down on a central location.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no reason you can't be, because there's a gazillion ways to mess with this thing. I mean, yeah, I wonder, I mean, I guess that maybe brings me back to that central unit. Like, if you want to transport this thing around, you're going to have a lot of pieces.
I mean, maybe.
I guess, maybe.
We'll get on to speculation here later. But yeah. I want to take this opportunity now to point out something to you guys. I'm sure you noticed this, but at this point in the video, he is clearly playing Skyrim.
Yes. Which, yes. Bethesda has gone on record as saying, we didn't actually announce Skyrim, guys. We are
right.
We are working with Nintendo, but we did not announce Skyrim.
Yes.
Which is
that's
amazing.
So Nintendo.
Unprecedented partnership.
But I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, very simply, it's clearly Skyrim. It's not branded Skyrim, but it's clearly Skyrim.
Yes.
And I think it is their Nintendo message. That is a subtle way of saying, like, yes, we're ready to play modern games. Like, this will keep up with the big boys at the
moment.
Well,
also, I think it's clever because even for, like, a non-Nintendo user, like, the idea of playing Skyrim on an airplane is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Like, I think taking a game like that, it's such a perfect Western showpiece because it is vast and open world. It's just like Breath of the Wild. It's like, this is a huge experience that you just would not expect in a portable. Like, I was reading Gaff threads where people were like, yeah, I already played Skyrim, but I'm going to buy it again because it's on a portable now. That's awesome.
Yep.
It's
like Batman. It's like Batman Arkham whatever armored edition, but not
right?
2 years late and shitty.
Well, it's still going to be like 6 months late though, which I'm a little bit concerned about, or 4 months late, as it were.
Yeah, but people will still be deep in the throes of Skyrim at that point,
I guess.
On this note of being able to handle, like new contemporary games. I think that something that's super important that wasn't in the trailer at all, but was that NVIDIA, after the trailer came out with a little splash page, because they're the ones who are designing the chip inside the thing, and they came out with a splash page with some actually really great info on it, saying that not only did they design this modified Tegra chip just for this thing, so this isn't some chip that could be in anything else.
This is some chump chip.
What?
This ain't some chump chip.
Exactly. Oh. It's not some chump chip. It can't be in anything else. It's just for this. And not only that, they are... Something that's super important is that they are developing their own API for it. And that was actually touched on in a video by the Digital Foundry guys way back. They were talking about like what processor could be in the NX and how important it is that whatever is in there, it needs to have its own API. Because whatever it's going to be in there, it's not going to be as powerful as a home console. But if it has its own new API for that processor, then that will really unlock it. And, like, it'll make it, like, competitive. And that's what's made Nintendo consoles so unique in the past, is that they have their own APIs that are really slick and solid and, like, really juice the consoles for everything they've got. Like, Mario Kart, the new Mario Kart on the Wii U looks amazing. And the only reason it looks amazing is because Nintendo has been really good in the past about coming out with their own APIs and really milking them for all they're worth. And people were worried that if this wasn't that type of situation, if this was just some Tegra chip and it was just using a normal API like OpenGL or Vulkan, that it wouldn't be that. But I'm really glad to hear that this is... They're like its own thing, and it's just for this. That is super exciting for me.
And if I could just say, while we're in the weeds here, kind of talking about tech and APIs and things like that, another really heartening piece of news is Unreal 4 supported.
Oh, excellent.
Yep. And what's the other big engine? Help me out here, guys.
Unity.
Unity is supported. They're both partners. So
Source?
That's going to be... No Source.
Can I play Counter-Strike 3 on this?
Portal 2 is
Halo 3.
Please.
Portal
2 Remastered Edition launching on the Switch console.
Frog Fractions 2 is the Switch.
What was that, Griffin?
Oh, no, nothing. It's not funny.
Okay. I was going to say, it's interesting that Skyrim was their showpiece game because people were questioning, like, is this the original version of Skyrim or the remastered version? Like, are we talking 360 level graphics here, or are we talking Xbox One level graphics here?
It looked to me to be the revamped version.
I suspect it is.
I think we'll get more
down a bit.
We can talk more about that in speculation time, but that definitely brings up a good point of what this thing can do.
It certainly looks to at least achieve Wii U levels of graphics, like absolutely, no sweat. Yeah. Maybe a little better, but it's not clear how much better. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what we're looking at, you know, whether we're looking at in-development games. I mean, that Mario that was shown off for a concept had some really cool stuff. Like, people were pointing out that that Spanish-looking city area looked really cool.
That looked amazing.
Let me kind of get things back on track here and, and back in line with the commercial. And this is perfect timing. This is where things get weird for me. After that, after the point with him on the plane, you know, playing it, this is where shit kind of takes off. And
wait,
and
before you take off from the plane thing, game cards. Don't forget that.
Yes, good point. Confirmed. Yes, so cartridge confirmed.
Yes, about the size of a 3DS cartridge from the looks of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so very interesting.
So yeah, at this point, I have a few other points that I want to bring up, but the commercial kind of takes the trailer kind of, or teaser, whatever you want to call it, proof of concept, kind of gets a little hairy, which we've alluded to, you know, showing a lot of teeny things and or not teeny things, but 20-something things and hipsterish activities. At this point, I think the notable portion that comes out of it is being able to use the hand... What do you call that?
The Joy-Cons. The Joy-Cons. Yeah. Which sounds like a sex toy. Let's just be real for a minute.
Joy-Con is my favorite convention, sex toy convention.
Yes, exactly.
There's these 20 somethings playing cooperatively on the same screen, not on the main console docked, but on the individual unit, each taking a side of the controller. So
for
they're
Mario
each
Kart,
if you were to kind of put this in Wii or Wii U terms, it's if somebody were to just be using the nunchuck or the
The Wiimote more than anything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also with a car dock. Was that an official piece of merchandise?
I don't think so. There was no logos on it.
That looked super weird.
Yes, it
I could
did.
See them. I could see them selling that, or I could see like Mad Cat selling that.
I'm looking at it right now, and my favorite part about the picture of the car dock is the vehicle that is inside has the best seats.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good. There's like three different kinds of leather in this seat.
You know that's Bill Trennan's like go-to shaggin' wagon.
Yeah, those things looked super dinky though, and also like weird offsets on the analog stick, so they're not even they're like on the one. The analog stick is basically in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. It seems a little uncomfortable.
It seems weird for sure.
Yeah, I gotta say my one kind of qualm about the whole thing is it seems like an ergonomic. I'm not going to say nightmare because I have no idea, but it seems a little messy ergonomically, just in general.
Yeah, I got the same vibe.
I'm sure I could get used to it, but there are moments in this trailer where I'm like, ooh, like I get like a little bit of like a Fire TV feel from it, you know? Like, this feels like an Android console.
Yeah.
Just on the controller.
I think the direction that they were going with this kind of functionality is like you bring it to your to your grandma's house, you can play with your grandma, like the Wii. Like it's for everybody. Anybody can do it. It's an all in one package. It does everything. But it doesn't do everything well, maybe.
Well, that's the question. I mean, I want to hold these things and see how they feel in the hand.
Right, I'm
curious, like, do the double triggers get any play when you pull them off? Because they come with it, you know?
Yep, who knows?
So, like, do you get the triggers on the one side? I don't even know. It's very strange. That Pro controller looks nice, though. Even though it also kind of looks like an Amazon controller, it looks like a really nice one.
It looks exactly like the SteelSeries controller that they make for Android and iOS devices.
However, the buttons look amazing. If you actually look at this thing, it has great concave analog sticks, which I can always get on board with.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
It's a sexy little thing. But a lot of weirdness on the controllers. Not quite to the level of like ergonomics that I usually expect from Nintendo.
Right. Well, I mean, except for that Pro controller, which looks very, very, very sharp.
Like it does, and I think that the full unit with the controllers on the side will probably feel pretty good, and that's how I intend to play it most anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little bit suspicious of the other pieces.
And the husk, not the Pro controller, but like the husk thing for it, where you're at home and you put it in the dock, and then you put either side of the controller thing in. That thing has wings.
It does have wings for some reason.
Which is good. No, I'm glad it is good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to be won over. I mean, who are we kidding? I'm going to buy this damn thing immediately. But I'm a little bit suspicious.
Not really, though.
You're not really. Oh, I'm
no,
not
no, no, no.
Oh, okay, you mean I'll swallow anything Nintendo gives me? Yes.
Right, but I'm with you there. Like, I will. I still think that the 3DS is too small. Like, I need a bigger thing in my hands. So I'm very nervous about these tiny little controllers.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Also, the split D-pad, which doubles as buttons. Did you guys notice that?
No. Tell me more.
So look at the controllers if you have the pictures in front of you, and the Joy-Con L has a D-pad on it, and it's split, just like Emily Rogers said.
All hail Emily Rogers.
Yes. Those four buttons are a D-pad, which is weird. But, I want to see how this thing works in action.
Yeah.
Also, there's a strange mystery button right underneath that strange split D-pad.
Oh, I'm glad that you dissected those, because when I was watching the trailer for a second time, I was like, ooh, I should just pause this and look at all these buttons here, but I didn't, because...
Yeah, that's what I was doing right before we started podcasting.
Cool, cool.
Just, like, freeze-framing it. You know what I was really looking for? I was looking for the charging port on the bottom, because I want to know... So my question about the kickstand was born from the charging port. So if the charging port is on the bottom, how do you charge this thing while it's in kickstand mode?
Well, you don't.
This makes me afraid that you just don't charge this thing unless it's in the dock. That's my biggest fear right now.
Yeah, I think that's probably how it's going to be.
But that would suck. that would ruin the whole concept for me. Like, I want to play this thing in bed.
How about this? This is easy to solve. They sell like a $20 charger that has like a mini dock.
Yeah.
Like, not the full, you know, thing, but just like something small, like those chargers they used to make for iPhones, where the iPhone kind of sits up in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 like a dock or whatever.
I'm sure there'll be a third party, you know, compromise at the very least there.
But I hope so.
Yeah,
it would just be such a depressing thing to fuck up, for lack of a better.
Right. So, going on ahead here, we've covered everything up to this point. Where I think we're at the basketball court now, which it's a weird scene, of course, but I bring it up because there is this interesting moment where you have the four gentlemen playing basketball who each have a controller in their hand.
Yes, and two switches.
So that would imply that these four people are playing the same game together through two devices connected in the middle of a basketball court, free from any kind of Wi-Fi situation. So,
yeah, and that was actually talked about in PR, that LAN play is possible with switches.
Good. Okay.
Which is cool. I actually think that's pretty neat.
Yeah,
that's a
amazing.
Really cool fusion of sort of, you know, what you'd expect from a portable and what you'd expect from a home console.
Yes.
So bravo to them for that.
Yes, very, very cool. So ideally, then you could have, you know, four, or even, you know, potentially, I don't know why you'd want more than four.
Can't imagine playing basketball playing a game of fake basketball or video game basketball with four buttons and an analog stick, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. Cool concept.
I think that's going to be awesome for the thing, because it's just going to be a return to, like, easy games. Like, companies are going to have to rethink the way that they...
Are you saying there's going to be like a switch mode for this, where now it's like you just derpify the whole game system?
I think let's be real here, guys. What's going to actually happen is people are just not going to make games for that mode.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
It's too hard. I don't like it.
Or you have to use all the buttons in weird combinations.
Yes. So many double presses.
Or everything is auto assist. Actually, is probably what it would be.
I think looking at that scene they were playing out with the basketball game happening and then the four controllers all at once, that's cool. I think that's not going to be a very common use case, so we're probably not going to see a lot of software that takes advantage of that, to be real.
Yeah, I agree. But what I am interested
in is... If it blows up, we will.
I'm just more interested in you know, them showing that the devices can be connected, you know, in a way that the 3DS has already, you know, proven that it can do, and maybe they're implying something where it's outside of a Wi-Fi network or something that, you know, as you already said, it can LAN up. So that's really cool.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of the guy opening the kickstand like a douchebag, and the lines on this thing, man, are so good. Oh. the side profile is just... Oh, man, I love it. It looks... It's like it's the Wii U, again, but it's so much sexier.
Mm-hmm.
How did they do that?
They kept you waiting, huh?
They did keep me waiting. Anyway, Griffin, carry on with your trailer breakdown.
Yeah, sure. So I think at this point now we introduce the pro controller, which we talked about briefly, and then they kind of take it in this esports direction, which, you know, works for a demographic that may, I think that why that's good for us is them showing that it is something that they will be supporting in that mindset. And it will be competitive in the market with a Xbox One and a PS4.
I think that was actually huge. I think I when I saw that, I was like, oh, like Nintendo cares about core gamers. And and I don't think this is going to be a device that is aimed at core gamers, but I think that starting with a trailer that had these, you know, young, attractive people, but also had, like, scenarios that first of all the games shown, all games, I mean, you know, Splatoon has a wide appeal, but it has that esports cred to some degree.
Yeah.
Showing full-fat, like, console experiences exclusively, very smart. Showing that esports piece to show this is a competitive device, you know, kind of, it really worked in terms of, like, I think when you reveal hardware, you want to start with the devotees and then bring the other people along with the additional, like we know there's going to be mobile games in this thing, because it's, even though Nintendo hasn't said that that's a touchscreen, Emily Rogers has said so, and every other thing she said was right, so I'm going to go ahead and assume it probably is a touchscreen.
Okay.
They won't comment. They've remained mum. The word is that it's a capacitive touchscreen, a 720p capacitive touchscreen. So I highly suspect that mobile games are going to be one of the use cases for this device. But we didn't see that at all. We just saw complete console games.
Yes.
Which I think is a very smart way to reveal your hardware.
Right. I agree. Focus on it being a console to the Western market.
Yeah. Well, and not just for the Western market, but for the early crowd, for the people who are going to, like, see your announcement teaser and be like, oh my god, I'm so excited. Those are people who want to see your Marios. They want to see your Zeldas. They want to see your, you know, Splatoon esports.
Right.
Then, after you have them, then show, kind of, you know, broaden a little bit, show the mobile games, because you've already gotten the stuff that the people who the diehards care about out of the way.
The Jeffs.
So, yeah, I think it's a good strategy, for sure.
So that kind of dovetails nicely into what I want to talk about next. Do you guys have anything about what was, you know, factually shown in that trailer that you want to double up on, or can we move to speculation and questions?
That Switch dock has some USB ports on it.
Okay.
So I guess you probably can plug in hard drives there.
Cool.
So, hooray! what else is there?
Do you think that there will be third... I guess this is still speculation, but not really. Like, given how easy it is to slide the controllers in, even if the controllers have their issues, is there something that third-party companies could make their own slidey bits for, and then they could fix the ergonomic issues if there are any?
I think,
because I was worried about
that. Probably as good a time as any to go to the speculation land, because opens a lot of doors, I think.
Yeah.
In terms of what could be done here. I think it's tricky because these are independently powered units, but, I mean, there's a gazillion things that could happen. Like, there could be variants of these controllers.
Yeah. Nintendo. You know, with their smart, you know, obvious acceptance of the esports, maybe they'll make like a pro stick or something for it, like a pro, you know, would you call them, Jeff, Joy-Cons?
Yes.
Yeah, like a pro Joy-Con that's like meatier and bulkier and has, you know, options and shit that you can switch around on it.
Just pull those analog sticks off.
Mm-hmm.
Put the longer
ones on. Are we
gonna
get? This just occurred to me, in typical Nintendo style. Are we going to get this, and then 2 years later, are we going to get the Switch XL? And
so
you can use
that,
same dock. You can use the same dock. You can use the same controllers, just 2 inches bigger or whatever.
So that's the question. So a lot of people have started thinking about the comments about a family of devices and applied it to this in a different way. So one mode of thinking is that this is sort of the bridge device that is both portable and home console, but that we might see this hardware in other forms, like in a purely home console form, or in a purely portable form, or in a more portable focused form. So, like, it would be the same hardware, except just, you know, maybe a smaller unit, or maybe, you know, a unit that doesn't have a screen on it. So that's kind of you know, that's definitely a possibility for you know, down the line with this thing, you know, like, okay, so, you know, maybe someone doesn't want to pay quite as much, they don't care about taking it on the go, just sell a base unit, you know? So that's gotcha. Certainly a possibility. Or for the portable focus person who doesn't want like a 7-inch thing to put in their bag, then maybe sell a smaller one. So that I could see that definitely being a possibility. Them iterating.
That would make a lot of sense. That would make a lot of sense. Yeah. What's one of the things I was going to bring up here in a moment. So that's really insightful, Jeff.
Thank you. But yeah.
Are we going to get a Guitar Hero thing where one of the Pro Joys is the neck of the guitar, and then like the screen is like the head of the guitar?
All whammy bar. It's all whammy bar, baby.
Hey! Was that a new Mario game? What was that?
It looked like it. I mean,
I would say don't put any stock in that horse nonsense.
That's probably true.
Remember when the Wii U launched and they had that Zelda game on it?
Yes, I do. I do very well.
Okay.
That it's funny because looking at how beautiful, of course, Breath of the Wild is, but how also muddy it looks compared to that tech demo.
Yeah,
it's such a departure. I wonder though if what we're going to hear about major IPs that are targeted for launch window though. Do you think Mario is targeted for launch window? If we're speculating,
no.
You don't think so, Griff?
No, Zelda will be the flagship for launch.
Do you think there'll be any other major IP that we see, you know, in that launch period?
Mm-mm. I think we'll see Splatoon. I think we'll see a lot of Wii U ports that get brought to it.
So you think they're going to be like, here's Splatoon. Switch. I was going to say Split for some reason.
Here's all the games that you have heard so many great things about, video game fans, except you just have had no reason to buy a Wii U. But now they're available for you in this cool device that, you know, is more powerful than Wii U and way better.
Smash Brothers for Switch, the only way to get the Cloud Amiibo.
Yeah, exactly.
I really have to think that there's going to be some sort of Mario on that thing, a new Mario game for launch, and maybe not a 3D Mario, maybe a 2D Mario,
What if it's Mario Run? Is that not good enough for you?
Griffin, you monster.
But I gotta believe there's gonna be something.
I hope so, but now that Griffin's talking about the ports, I feel like they could really fill the tree of release schedule. Like,
absolutely. I mean, all you gotta do is just... I would be happy to play the Wii U Cat Mario on the that, sure, I'll buy it for the Switch over. I'll buy it again, you know.
We're definitely going to get Bayonetta 1 and 2 together for like $20 or $30.
Okay.
I wonder if they'll have like a program for like dedicated Wii U ports and then like some sequels that have some light extra touches like Splatoon. People were pointing out that Splatoon had new hairstyles. And like some interesting extra flourishes. So there was a lot of speculation about whether the stuff, especially given the condensed window between reveal and launch, whether that stuff wasn't actually tech demos, but was like real software that was being worked on.
Right. And with like you said before, Nintendo being so mum about what projects they're involved with at the moment, you know, it would make sense that they were pulling the resources to get ready for this NX launch in the form of ports.
I do have one question, though. The question that I think is on everyone's lips, which is, where is Nintendogs?
It was there. It started the video.
That's true. There was a Nintendog that brought us outside. That is very true.
A real Nintendog. To touch on one thing, Jeff, you already talked to this. This video did not show any touchscreen functionality of the device.
No. And Nintendo, when specifically asked, because they did do an interview with IGN, when asked, would it provide no comment?
You were saying that Emily Rogers has made some comment about there definitely being touch functionality to it. Here's why I say I'm skeptical about that. When you put it into full screen mode, what feature do you have that will allow touch functionality?
Help me understand what you're...
So when you take it away from your dock, has the touch screen in it, and now you just have your weird little, you know, winged base that will have the sides on it, or you have a Pro controller which has no touch functionality whatsoever. Where will that be?
What if it's a console that doesn't require touch for any of its basic functions, but just you can just play mobile games with touch? I mean, it sounds gross.
Because then I think it's really confusing when you would say, like, well, this game is only available in mobile mode.
Yeah, that's a good point, Griffin. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
And also, they've positioned it, at least in the West, as a home console first.
Mm-hmm.
But there was that interesting leak that came out that may have not been true, that talked about sort of the use case of playing the core game on your unit and then taking the mobile game on the go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like a companion mobile game, not the mobile version of the same game.
Right, right.
I don't know, we've seen a lot of
success with in the regular in the current console market, with how games do so well with their companion apps.
Look, I hate companion apps. No, I companion apps blow ass. I'm not saying that that's a good thing. Right. I don't know. I think if there's anything that the trailer
was stressing, though, I think it was stressing that, no, you're not going to be interacting with the games in a different way on the go. You just pick it up and you just go.
Right.
And it's the same game. It's not only is it the same game, it's where you were a moment before.
Exactly.
But now it's on the screen or now it's on your... So I don't know about that. And that also takes away credence from the idea that there's any more additional processing power in the base, because if you're playing the exact same thing and it's just picking up... All that processing power has got to be inside the actual screen.
Yeah. So the reason why I bring that up is because I've been playing Paper Mario Color Splash, and
I'm sorry.
What?
No, it's supposed to be good, actually. A lot of positive buzz about it, Jamie.
Oh, all I know is that Dan Reichert hated it, but go on.
Okay, we can talk about that later. But I've been playing it, and it is, you know, it's a Wii U game. It is... aggressively using that Wii U touchpad. Like, it will not let you do the, like, I'll just press the A button instead, please and thank you. It is like, no. You have to be swiping and sliding and swishing and all that stuff.
Mm.
So, you know, I suspect there's other games out there, so that would mean that if this were to be ported to the NX, then you would have to strip out all that functionality that was built into it.
Well, I mean, the thing, so from the rumor, which is about dev kits, they said that the screen was 6.2 inches, 720p, and had a capacitive touchscreen. Mm. So, from the get-go, even if that rumor is true, which I think it is, I mean, everything else about it has been, I mean, it's possible the touchscreen was cut, you know, after whatever revision of the dev kit she saw, but let's say that it's true, it still would be a problem, because capacitive touchscreens are not good at precision. I mean, you know, Nintendo has employed resistive touchscreens for as long as they've been doing touchscreens.
Right.
And you can't use you can use a fine-tip stylus with a capacitive touchscreen, but it's a very different experience.
Right, so, and we definitely didn't see a stylus.
No. Well, I think that's a good point, Griffin. I think that either lends credence to no touchscreen or capacitive. And I think that that's going to make it difficult for porting purposes. I mean, you know, I think whatever was going on in Paper Mario, I haven't played it. I assume it required at least some amount of precision, and certainly
some. Definitely not.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
No precision, but mandatory use of a touchscreen.
Well, some Wii U games do require precision with the touchscreen. So it's not going to be a one-to-one match, even if there is a touchscreen in there.
Right. And then the other thing, the other hand of that was, if this is going to be the hybrid console between, you know, 3DS and Wii U, you know, a lot of 3DS games also incorporate the second screen touch functionality. So, you know, if in fact they are going to continue this trend where you're, you know, doing this Nintendo trend of a second screen functionality that involves touches, this was not shown in this trailer, and to switch between a device that clearly has a screen that you should probably interact with and touch to not, like, you literally put it in a bag and put it away, like, that makes me concerned.
Yeah, and I didn't think of it that way before, and it is an odd thing. I mean, obviously it's the same device no matter what, and Nintendo has been on record as basically saying, you know, this dock doesn't fundamentally alter the experience. I mean, it may be, they were vague enough that maybe it adds processing power. It doesn't sound like it. It says it's just TV out and charging. But, I mean, it'd be odd, as you said, Griffin, to have it so that when you're in the TV, you can't fuck around with the touchscreen stuff, and when you're out, you can. But I mean, maybe that works though. Maybe you know, the touchscreen stuff, like I said, is only for kind of your smartphone games. And then, you know, you don't really want to play your smartphone games on TVs. You know, you want to play them on your portable device. So
maybe... I mean, you don't, but there's a large demographic that would like to play Angry Birds as a touch game on their big TV.
I mean, is there, though? Like, yes. If there was, yes, the there Apple is. TV would be doing a lot better.
I beg to differ. Like, you know, it's the people that are still hanging on to the Wii U, the people that are still, you know, playing the phone games... And this would be a really good selling point to loop them in.
Interesting. I don't know. I mean, I don't think in its current form it could do that, you know, because you've identified the limitation, Griff. I mean, there's no processing power in the base. Mm-hmm. Or if there is, it doesn't function on its own. So that use case doesn't exist.
Right.
So I don't know. I really have no idea. I know what the rumor said, but you're making me question it now.
Oh, good.
My blind devotion to rumors and speculation.
Well, I mean, of course, this doesn't mean that it's not capacitive. I mean, you're making a good case. I'm just pointing out that here's the logical flaw in what was being told and the reality is.
I mean, it's a great point, Griffin, and maybe the reason they're mum about it is because it's a convoluted use case. You know, mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. We just don't know. It's odd to not own that either way. You know,
right.
Like yeah.
It's weird that you have a company that's been then showing, you know, touchscreen functionality for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And then to that not be showcased in a video.
Well, I mean, it's a Switch, you know.
Oh!
Oh! Glammo!
Yeah, the other thing in that same vein is there was no gyroscopic functionality. Nope. And no IR, like, you know...
Pointing.
Wii U pointing, yes, thank you.
Yeah, none of that at all. And it's weird because there was a lot of talk about kind of facilitating Wii-like interactions, like having this device encompass all the old virtual console stuff.
Right.
So it's not clear, I mean, is that still a thing or no? Or, you know, it's there's going to be some, you know, forgetting for a moment the architectural differences, which mm-hmm. have been confirmed, you know, there's going to be some... physical challenges to making old software work with this thing.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see how they tackle that.
All right. I've punched a few holes. What do you guys got? Who's got some more speculations?
Ooh, I
don't know. I got more.
Mm. Oh, wow. I was going to say, I'm looking at a picture, and... So, okay. You know, the central unit with wings on it that
yes.
you can attach your controllers
to? Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah, it has... Did you look at the picture, Griff?
No, but I saw the video.
It has 8 dots on it.
Yeah, it has light bars, right?
Yeah, it has 8 dots, and in the picture, the top two on either side are green, mm-hmm. and then the bottom three are not colored in at all. Does that mean the hardware supports up to 8 controllers, 16 controllers? I don't understand what's happening.
Now that we're in speculation, my thing is, or what I was going to say is that central unit seems to be the most. You know, black boxed of this whole thing. This could be the PlayStation boomerang, like, audible called at the last minute, like, oh, we're actually not going to include it, or we're going to do something totally different with it. Like, oh, it has a very, very simple touchpad incorporated with
it. Well, that would be interesting to hear that was a touchpad.
Right. It seems, for a video that did a good job of calling out very specific points with the device, it did... not a goddamn thing to show me why the hell I should have those two little devices clipped to a central base.
Other than you know, comfort and ergonomics.
But I mean, they showed a better controller, too.
They did, which is not going to be included standard with the package. So they have been on record as saying that controller will come with the package.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's it? I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, but also, what the hell is it? Is it just a thing for ergonomics, and it just kind of lazily sits on the wayside? That seems like a very un-Nintendo thing to do. Just have
doesn't
this, like, chunk of plastic that doesn't connect with anything whatsoever.
Yeah, it's a little funky. And then, is that independently powered? I mean, it has lights on it, Griffin.
Right.
Do you charge that on its own?
Does that act as the charger for the little side
yeah,
the
does
wings?
It give, does it
the
give
options?
The wings... Does it give the wings more battery? Does it just are those lights just battery indicators for the wings? There's so many questions to answer there.
There's that's my point, is there's too many questions with that for the, what the video has shown. And I would hope that, that down the line they give us some more information. You know, if there is some kind of, you know, PlayStation 4 touch, basic touch functionality, maybe that's what that thing will incorporate into it. But at the moment, it just looks, it looks half-assed.
Yeah, I mean,
I
you know.
I think it looks... I mean, it, to me, if I were designing this thing, I would include something like that. Like, I would want there to be something where if you plug it into the dock and you want to have it on your TV and you don't want to be holding the two units, you know, away from each other, it's canted, it's at an angle, so when you slide the two sides into that winged dock thing, the they're kind of pitched forward and then they have the wings on the back. So it just makes it, it just seems to me like it just makes it more comfortable for long play sessions. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the question is just sort of like, as Griffin said, like, does it extend battery life? I mean, does it do anything beyond just add comfort? How is it lit up? I mean, I think there are questions to answer there. I think that I do understand a kind of a, in a more simple kind of way, you know, just, you know, stabilizing, getting two hands instead of one. I think that it's sensible enough, but it is a little awkward for sure.
Right. Is this, is this just the showpiece to say, oh, it's a console because you put both hands together? If that's it, that's yucky. I would hope that there's something more.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there is. I don't know.
My piece of speculation is that that Mario game we saw is a real Mario game, and it will be at or near launch. Because I was just looking at the release dates. So Galaxy came out in 2007. Galaxy 2 came out in 2010, 3 years later. The next one, the Wii U one, came out in 2013, 3 years later. And now it's 3 years later. So...
what about all the new Super Mario Bros?
Those are different.
Those are different.
They don't count.
I'm talking about like the 3D. I'm talking about the big 3D, the main title 3D games.
I mean, there's been some great. They seem to be 3 years for sure. They're just different.
if those seem to be on 3 year cycles, so I don't see why that couldn't be a real game. And it has. It seems like it has like kind of an art style to it, like its own thing going on. I don't know.
I mean, launch window is a dumb concept to deal with. If you're saying that this Mario game will be coming out, like, in 2017, then, or a Mario game will be coming out in 2017, I wholeheartedly agree with you. But what is defined as launch window at this point?
I think that's 8 months.
Yeah, exactly. Nintendo has stretched that so wide it's bigger than a goatee hole.
Oh, God. Also, I just thought of another use case for the Switch. Or, for the central unit. If you want to charge the wings independent of the main console,
yeah, I had said that.
Oh, you already said that. There's like a port on the central unit that you can plug into. Is that what you were thinking of, Griffin? I'm not saying that there's a battery in there. I'm saying there's a plug.
Right. I think it would be crazy if you like did it as like a you charge the central unit and then you relay that charge to the wings.
Okay. So that's what you were saying all along. Well, I'm on board with that. I think that's highly likely, I suspect.
Right, or even if it's some way that you can then, you know, physically connect a cable to the charging station, to the base, and then have everything have zero latency, you know, maybe that's what that is there for as well.
Yeah, it could be. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, why is that station so big?
That's my next question, that base is huge.
Here's my actual, like, dumb thought. Maybe it's just stability. Seriously. Like, you're pulling that thing out and pushing it in, like, you need a chunky old piece of station.
Maybe. Yeah, like that super stable kickstand that it comes with.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a thought.
I think there's something more to that base. Is what my thought is. I mean,
Nintendo is on record saying it only does TV out and provides power and charging.
Right.
People have latched on to power and charging. They're like, does it give more power to the unit? Probably not.
You can overclock it.
More power.
It's a liquid cooling solution.
what I did want to bring up though is my concern with the dock. This is just concern, but you're sliding something in and out of this the station. Mm-hmm. Like what recourse have they taken to prevent screen scratching? Like there better be some felt inlays into that.
Oh yeah.
I would hope so. You know, they've done charging cradles for the 3DS, and there was a lot of thought put into not.
But that's all on the backside. all on the backside.
It is all on the backside, but I suspect there's going to be bumpers of some kind. I mean, the thing is made to envelop your console. Right. So I feel like screen protection is already part of this, so I'm sure.
I hope so. I am positive
they put some rubber in there or something.
Or so that screen better be recessed enough or something like that.
I think they did. I think it's pretty likely.
Because, you know, the 3DS, when you close that clamshell, you still get those scratch lines from friction on those. The old 3DS, at least.
Yeah, I was going to say, that never happened to me, but yeah, it was pretty common. They fucked up on the little nubbins or something, so it wasn't quite enough nubbin support, and people got scratches from the bottom screen.
Yep. I've got them.
You never upgraded, huh? You're still on that OG.
Still in that beautiful aquamarine.
It is a great color.
I love
all the bullshit happening on that thing.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, do you think they're going to launch multiple colors with this, or is it going to be the one standard?
I think we're post multiple color Nintendo.
But I mean, like the Wii U did the black and white, the Pro and the Plebe. Like, which do you think they'll do something like this?
I don't think so. What do you think, Jamie?
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a Pro and a Plebe and they were $50-$100 difference, and there was some difference, maybe internal storage, maybe something else. But just given the vibe of the commercial, I'm kind of feeling like maybe not. Maybe we're just going to get this one unit and it's going to be $350, $400 or whatever, and that's going to be it.
I feel like also, like, it's complicated enough with all the pieces. Like, it's obviously, in some ways it's elegant and simple, but in other ways there's a lot of shit that comes in and out. So I feel like... being like, well, you can get the Switch with 32 gigs or the Switch with 128 gigs, like, that's going to make it even more weird.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I think it's just too... the messaging is too convoluted. I think that... yeah, I think that they're just going to sell it in one model, personally. But we'll see.
I think Emily Rogers said that there's micro SD, so it'll be expandable storage.
Okay. Yeah, I hope so. Because 32 gigabytes, which is the heavily rumored amount, is not enough.
Not enough at all.
Even if it's just for downloading patches and eShop shit, like, I have valiantly resisted getting an external drive for my Wii U, but it has been a struggle.
I think with the good micro SD support in the new and the 3DS, I don't think that it's a far off thing to say that there'll be a SD slot in this thing.
Most likely, yeah. I would say that's a pretty safe bet.
Okay, this is going pretty far off the reservation, but what if the base is a hard drive and you manage your storage with your base and you select which items is ready to go and flow with the detachable unit?
Yeah. I thought about this, Griff. I think that would be a hot mess.
I think it would be a hot mess, too, but, you know, that would not be out of the ballpark for Nintendo.
Like, if there was a game that was, like, 25 gigs, that might fill up your... that might be more than your internal storage can handle all at once.
Sure.
Like, I don't know. I'm skeptical, but it's certainly possible.
Right.
The other thing is, so let's say this thing is a 720p device, and there's no overclocking to speak of, no whatever in this base. Does that mean 720p is the... well, I guess not. I mean, does that mean that gaming, though, is capped at 720p on a television? Because that would be surprising.
Maybe there's something, some upscaler in the dock or something.
Yeah.
Or it can upscale.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, there were games that launched, you know, the games that played in 1080p on Wii U. So that would be a very surprising step to limit gameplay to 720p.
I would suspect there's an upscaler, like Jamie
said.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, that could be. Maybe that's the chunk in there.
Right. The base has to do something more than just recharge.
And to do upscaling well, like, that is something that that is usually not done very well. So if they had some proprietary hardware in there that is handling the upscaling, I mean, it wouldn't make someone like Digital Foundry that happy, but it might be good enough for some people.
Sure.
Digital Foundry loves the checkerboarding in the PS4 Pro. I think that checkerboarding upscaling in general has grown by leaps and bounds. I wouldn't be surprised if either in the base or even just it itself does upscale from 720p to 1080 or something like that.
But is checkerboarding a pure upscale? Upscale is a word that has a good, you know, has a lot of different meanings. But I mean, checkerboarding is more complicated than just taking, like, 1080p content and you know, rendering it.
But it's that is at its heart what it is doing still.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
so
maybe.
When someone says checkerboard 4K, that's usually 2K.
Okay. Checkerboarded
up to 4K.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's definitely something mysterious there. And if Nintendo were doing that, they would. I could see them keeping mum about it and being like, no, it's just the same game.
Yeah.
But the weird thing would be like, how would you? I guess you could code for it, but it would be with a separate removable piece of hardware. It would seem like upscaling would be weird. But maybe it wouldn't be that bad for a programmer. I don't really know. So it is a mystery.
Well, that's the other thing about checkerboarding and things like that is that it's quote unquote free to the developer, so they don't need to think about that. They just put it in 2K and then they let Sony do its thing, or they just put it in 720p and let Nintendo do its thing. And
oh, I did not realize that. So this is something that just happens, like they just call something and it just happens, basically.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so maybe it would be easy. Maybe we've come to that point where it's just you plug it in and then it looks good, and you don't.
Yeah,
have
and
to
the
do
developers
much work.
Just develop a 720p game, but then when you plug it in and it shows up on your TV, you're getting 1080p. It's not exactly 1080p, but it looks pretty damn good.
Interesting.
I'll take
yeah,
that.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean,
well, it's not. Is it HDR ready and 4K available?
I mean, yeah. There are some serious questions here, and I hope that we hear more soon. I mean, I guess. You know, the investor meeting would be a time to hear more details about this device. I don't know what they're going to say. I hope at least at the investor meeting that we hear, like, hey, there's going to be a blowout, you know, in early November or something, or, you know, something like that.
I assumed, just, I'm sorry, Griff. I assumed that, like, when I heard
you?
That this thing was going to be
How
3 minutes.
How sorry are you?
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
When I heard that it was 3 minutes long, I said, okay, so that means that next week, next Thursday, there's going to be a Direct. There's going to be a 10-minute Direct or something like that. Do you guys think they're going to do something like that? Or are they going to wait and then have a blowout sometime later?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think they want to lose the momentum. I think they've waited a long-ass time, so I think they'll keep going with it. But I don't know. I don't know if it's going to look like a typical Direct, because this was a very, like, different approach to advertising. It just felt more, for lack of a better word, mature.
Yeah.
And not in the dumb way, but in like a hey, we hired like an ad company and we made a nice message for our product. So I feel like if they don't keep that momentum with their messaging, that would kind of suck. So I wouldn't want just like Bill Trinan being like, hey, I'm Bill Trinan.
Oops, and I fell into this Nintendo Switch. Whoa!
Yeah, sometimes I feel like a yellow Pikmin. By the way, Pikmin 4 launching on NX or Switch, whatever.
So, I'll give you my answer on that, and that is the March date makes me very nervous.
Interesting.
Last time Nintendo launched a device in the early, late winter, early spring was the 3DS, and that shit the bed for sales. So I'd be very surprised if they did decide to launch a console slash, you know, handheld, whatever it is, not during a holiday.
So do you think they'll delay it?
I mean, it would be crazy, right? It would be absolutely
would be pretty
crazy to delay it like another 7 months. But I mean, especially like Jeff, you pointed out, like this stuff looks real. Like it looks ready to go. Like they've whetted the appetite of the populace with this video. It's trending, but
what about like, so we launch Breath of the Wild, you know, stuff like that. And then you just have a big holiday title, Eddie. What if Mario is your holiday title?
That's what I think would be the realistic solution.
And a bundle, and it's the same price, but you get your Mario.
Right, yeah, sure. Right. I mean, then, you know, the worry would be if they're going up against the Scorpio or something like that. So I would
Scorpio.
Suspect that Nintendo would not be in the blue ocean mindset of this is completely, you know, independent.
By
they
the
would
way,
not want to deal with that.
While we're talking briefly about Scorpio, it bears mentioning that we haven't talked about NPD in a long time, but Xbox One has won the last 3 months of NPD. Did you guys know that?
I did know that.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
A bit of a sea change going on with those big boys.
Those big boys?
just worth noting. You know, still a major player. Really amazing how much they've rehabbed, you know, their image and have grown in the U.S. market. So, carry on, Griff. Sorry.
No. That you cut me off there at a perfect point. That's really all I had to say about that. And I'm nervous about what the future holds, as I always am.
I mean, responsibly so. I mean, it's a tough road for even with this interesting and attention grabbing hardware. It's going to be tough, you know.
Right. I'm ready to buy. I'm ready to chomp down and get this. But
I'm also just very skeptical of how this marketing is going to happen, because, you know, as much as Emily Rogers can soothsay the next week, you know, there are still... She's wrong. Everybody's wrong at certain points to some degree. So, yeah. You know, we are too. So it's all what how Nintendo's going to play it, and they're unpredictable at the moment. They're wily.
I feel like this might be March, going back to the date for a second... I think March might be an oddly fortuitous time for them. If the way that I'm feeling about consoles in general is how gamers in general are feeling, and the way that I'm feeling about consoles in general right now is kind of down. I was excited about the PS4 Pro, and I'm not anymore.
Triple decker, baby.
And I was kind of intrigued in the Scorpio. And I'm really not anymore, and no. I'm just kind of down on the idea of a console, and I don't think that the idea of a console is well-defined anymore. And I think that this could, like, swoop in at a time when people are like, what the hell's going on with PlayStation and Xbox? I'm just going to pick up this thing. It's simple. They're doing a good job marketing it. I understand what it is. It's a console that I can take with me on the go. Like, I feel like it might be an oddly fortuitous time in that regard. Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
I do, but here's the problem I have with that, Jamie, because I instinctively I'm like, yeah, I agree with that 100%. But that's how I felt about the Wii U. I was like, right. Oh, well, people are going to be fatigued about this, like, arms race with consoles. I mean, now there are new wrinkles with this kind of iterative update model that they're rolling out. But, I just worry that people aren't where we are.
Yeah. <Right.
laughs> and yeah, I think that's it's going to be challenging. I think that also price is going to be important.
That's perfect segue into what I was going to say, Jeff. And that's if they do launch in March, and this is like the whale version of this device, I am terrified that this is going to be like too much, prohibitively expensive for what it's showing it to be.
Can we talk about, okay, does anyone have like a magic price point in their mind that if they hit that, this thing would do great?
I will pay $300, no questions asked, at launch.
I mean, I'll pay whatever.
For a base, for the base, the unit, the wings, the central console,
yeah.
$300, you know, I could maybe $350, I could do $350, I guess. I guess $350 is my limit. Once you get into $399, then I'm going to start like saying, well...
$399 yeah. would be like fucking bananas. Like $399 would be like signing their own, you know, death warrant or whatever. Like that would be a bad choice,
right? Because at that point you're like, it's so. And my final point about the device is, it's $399 for neither a console and neither a handheld.
You sound like you're the Trump to Nintendo's Hillary.
Well, some scuttlebutt that I saw on the social media, and not like the Twitter echo chamber, but like the people that aren't deep into the games realm, was frustration with this being too big to be portable and not powerful enough to be a console. So what is it?
Well, that's the scary thing. I mean, that's
right.
Anytime
it's the Shield tablet, but with Nintendo games.
Which is
great.
Which is the best ever.
Yeah.
But maybe it isn't. Yeah, I mean, that is the thing. I mean, it's when you walk this line, you have to be pretty damn careful about how you do it. And I think they've already kind of foreshadowed some of the challenges they're going to have. I mean, they positioned it in the West as a home console first.
Mm-hmm.
But why the hell is it this weird-ass screen that you shove into a dock if it's a home console first? You know, it's right. That's... They have to be very careful about their messaging, and they need to navigate some pretty treacherous waters in terms of making this appeal to consumers, because people in the West don't seem to give a shit about handhelds for some reason. I love handhelds.
They're
my preferred way of playing. But for some reason, people in the West don't care. So it's going to be real tricky, and I think that, you know, $400 is going to be... Ooh, that's going to be pretty damn tough.
So right now, the Shield K1 tablet, which has the exact same, not the exact same processor, obviously they tailored it, it's its own thing.
Yeah, and this could be Pascal architecture, it's not clear.
Could be Pascal, but the current on the market Shield K1 tablet, which is a tablet, but it also comes with a controller, an external controller, is $200. So I would think that $300 would be, $300, $350 would be a safe bet.
Yeah.
I feel like the magic price point for me would be $250. If they could hit $250, they could get some real buzz. Because the problem is the PlayStation 4 is $300.
But it's not portable.
Yeah.
But yeah, but they have to be damn aggressive with this thing.
So I'm going to say, here's my prediction for this, and we can lock these in as prediction votes for this podcast. I'm going to say $300 will be what this launch price is, and I sell it. There'll be a like an elite 350 edition that comes with some kind of upgraded storage and the central wing charging unit.
Central wing charging unit is already confirmed to be part of the base package, so I'd probably walk that one back a little bit, Griff.
100% confirmed?
Yes. You know the thing that's not confirmed, though? The dock.
That's crazy, though.
Let me check that, actually, before I commit to that. But let me check the whole thing, Griff. But okay, so you're
feeling 300... I think there'll be a 300 and a 350 SKU is what I think it'll be.
Okay.
I'm going to say one SKU 350. And it comes with the base, it comes with everything we saw in the commercial except the Pro Controller.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I'm going to say 300 and comes with everything except the Pro Controller.
Man, you guys are sticking me with the hard one. All right, thanks.
So wait, what was yours again, Griff? 300 and 350?
300 and 350, two different
SKUs. You don't have to say what's in the SKUs because we need to check and make sure. We need to make sure.
One's a touchscreen, one's not a touchscreen. How about that? No.
you little rascal. Yeah, but no, wouldn't it be weird, though, if this home console experience didn't come with the dock? But you don't need the goddamn dock. Like, why?
But then it's not
dock?
A console.
But it's
a then portable. It's a handheld.
I know, but shouldn't they sell it without the dock?
No, because then you split the brand at that point. You do this dumbass Wii U shit what they failed on, where they're like, what is this thing? Is it? Do I connect it to my Wii? No,
I'm here for the tablet. No, what's going to happen is people are going to go into the store and be like, I'm here for the tablet. And they'll be like, here you go. Here's the tablet. You're set.
Right?
you don't need to buy the other thing that doesn't look like anything. You just get the tablet.
I mean, you say that in jest, but I'm terrified that that's the future that we're going to be facing now at this point.
No, but it solved the Wii U problem forever. I'm here for the tablet. Okay, here's the tablet. You're done. You did it.
Enjoy your half functionality.
Now, what are you talking about? You don't need the TV.
I saw the commercial. How do I put it on my TV?
Buy this $30 attachment.
That is no way that will base be $30.
Fine, buy this $50 thing. $50 is a pretty reasonable expectation.
It still seems kind of smallish.
For the bait? Okay, well, anyway. I think with the commercials.
Also, why the hell would you have a central charging or a central base for the wings if you didn't have the base?
If you wanted to use the kickstand.
He didn't start on the walk with his dog and then go home.
No, it's
he was playing at home, and his asshole dog was like, listen,
you're right.
I haven't eaten or shit in
Jake,
days.
Jake, outside, Jake. It's time to go outside.
You can make me go outside, but you'll never take away my game console, motherfucker. I love how when they were sitting down and
to spend
playing
time
games,
with you.
They were all like really artfully slouched.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys notice that?
Yes, I did. I also noticed that that a couple times when they put the unit in the dock, like there was like, so first of all, the whole screen, or at least the bezel, doesn't go inside the dock.
Yeah.
And then there's like a shitload of like thumbprints all over that thing.
Oh,
in
no.
This commercial.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? You know, I mean, it's contrary to all the messaging we've gotten so far for them not to include the dock. But for me, like, I would be happy to play this thing without ever putting it on a TV. I don't care. Is that too crazy?
That is crazy.
I think that's crazy.
But
I think this is a console.
It's not a console anymore, then.
I don't care.
Also, it's not a Switch. It's just an itch.
What if I want to take the controllers off and play some multiplayer hoops with my friends? You ever think about that?
Actually, now that I say that too, there wasn't a scene where somebody was using it like a tablet. There was always a controller input to it. There wasn't I know I talked about it before, but you know, if you're showing the functionality of your system, there wasn't a thing where somebody was just like, well, I just got my little, you know, e-book looking thing here, my tricorder, and I'm going to poke at it.
Well, I mean, yeah, because they haven't confirmed or denied a touchscreen yet.
Right, right.
I mean, they still could show that functionality, but yes, you're right. It's been conspicuously absent.
No, I guess this just illuminates my own thought process, and I was thinking of it like the Wii U tablet, where it's you hold on to the whole thing, and then you take your hand off and draw on the main screen, but like the third evolution of the functionality, which would just be central screen alone, no wings, it was not present. Just wanted to call it. I know it's obvious now to you guys probably, but to me it wasn't.
No, I mean, when I first watched the trailer, I did not notice that at all. Only when Nintendo refused to comment on the touchscreen did I realize, oh god, they never showed anyone touching the screen ever.
Yeah.
So it is an odd thing. But no, I don't see any reason, even though yes, it mucks with the concept a bit. The controllers are still removable. There's still some interesting stuff you can muck around with. Why not give the consumer that choice of not paying for the base station? There's no reason it's required for the package, right? It doesn't have any essential hardware in it.
I mean, but then it's not the device.
Yeah, but it's cheaper.
Is it?
I mean, yes.
I mean, they don't need to.
No, I know. I'm just trying to make a point here. Maybe that's something they do down the line. I don't know.
I don't think that that's impossible. I just think that, like, this is the first time that Nintendo has had a console in recent memory that they don't need to explain anything
right.
about it. They don't need to. This is motion controls. This is how you do it. This is, you know, this is the second screen, and you can throw little ninja stars at the main screen. It's like, no, it's just this simple thing. And I'm hoping that this is emblematic of their philosophy about the console as a whole. And I hope that means that there's going to be one SKU, and that's just going to be that's it. And, like, there's nothing to explain about it. It's just so self-evident. It's
it
so self-evident that you can show
subvert,
you a three-minute commercial.
Well, then I hope the price is damn good. I don't want to pay extra for a dock when I would take a handheld personally. Like, I don't need the dock.
Well,
I don't care about the dock.
Keep using your XL then.
But it can't play Zelda. Griffin, why do you hate choice? No, I understand, guys. I mean, it would cloud the messaging, but there's no reason other than that they can't do that.
There'll be a slightly bigger version 2 years later with a dual camera, and you can get it in piano black instead of just matte black.
Jeff, you are honestly telling me that when they produce this system, you would not buy the thing that has the docking station, that's the super deluxe version that comes with that and the screen? You would go with the lesser of the two models that is just the portable version?
If I could purchase the dock aftermarket later, I might start out with it as a portable.
That's a bold-faced lie.
We all know that's a lie.
That's a lie!
Okay, if the deluxe version has an etching of a Pikachu on it, all bets are off.
Holy shit, guys. Where the fuck do you put your amiibo?
Somewhere.
On the screen?
They've confirmed that they exist and that you can fuck with them. But this is another question. So, like, I wonder if the little yin yang on the doodad
is where you put your amiibos.
Is where you put your amiibos. Oh. But then where do you put your Skyrim amiibos when you're playing with your double fists on the plane? There's a lot of questions to answer here. Where do you put your Parthenax amiibo? Griffin's gone. Griffin is lost to the ether.
They were saying on the Bombcast that the best amiibo that they haven't put out yet that I want so badly is Birdo.
Oh yeah,
I want a Birdo.
I would enjoy some Birdo.
I think you'd be fine with just a Birdo body pillow.
As long as the DSLs make it to whatever version of Birdo I get.
Oh yeah,
that matters.
You get extra extra rubbery. Fleshlight equipped.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much it on my end. I hope they nail this because it's super cool and I think it's gotten people talking.
Yep.
So keep it up, Nintendo. Keep doing good.
Agreed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we are at an hour and a half. I don't know if you guys if we can very, very quickly talk about games we've been playing. Typically we cannot, so maybe we should end this here as the Switch talk, and then, you know, pocket some of this game discussion for a later podcast.
Yeah, I'd be down for it. I mean, I think, you know, we why don't we pull this podcast off of the base unit and then take it away.
But I just, I only want to listen to this episode. I don't want to listen to anything before or after it.
As a consumer, I should have a right to listen to just this episode.
And then for $50 more, you can get the rest where we talk about Gears.
I don't know why this is such anathema to you guys. It really is. It's so obvious to me.
Because it goes against how simple and beautiful the concept is.
Yeah.
And it starts, the dog didn't. The dog
what is the purpose
second?
Of the dog? The dog didn't have to exist.
I think the reason, my honest opinion, besides it being contrary to the brand, is I don't want the option to pay for a lesser unit because then I would be tempted to do it.
Okay.
Because I want to play it on the screen. I want to get the full Nintendo Switch experience, and I don't want to be tempted to go with the lesser of the two to save money.
Very interesting. Fair enough. I didn't think of that perspective. Because I do think there's down the line going to be hardware that targets just portable or just console.
Oh, I think you're 100%. The 2DS is proof of that. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is actually like a wish of mine that they are fulfilling. Like I love when there are certain games on the PS4 that actually work well with the Vita in terms of playing anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of the first party games. Like I recently actually played the Fetch DLC standalone game. I played
Light.
That on the that works so well on the Vita, and it just makes me wonder like why other games can't do this. This is fulfilling that promise. Like that's the dream, to have that full TV experience both on the TV and on the go. And I don't want them
different
to
dreams, Broseph. No, I hear you
selling.
Guys. I mean, that's the whole point of this thing. So it would be.
What if you could connect
messy.
It to your PC and play it on your computer monitor?
What if you could SLI it?
What if indeed? What if indeed? But yeah, no, it's you guys are right. It's probably just going to launch with the dock. There'll be no standalone.
Jeff, why don't you love the thing that you're supposed to love?
Yeah,
because I want
it
a portable
make
device.
Any sense.
I don't care about. The dream for me is playing this shit on a portable. It's not playing it on a TV and then taking it away. That's like a fantasy land. Like, I don't know when that happens. Like, yeah, maybe sometimes, like, you know, Jessica wants to watch Netflix after I've been playing for a bit and I can switch to the other screen. But if I'm going to play something, I'm probably going to start and end on the same thing. And it's going to always, I'm going to always lean towards handhelds.
Mm.
So for me, I'd prefer to have a handheld that's really powerful. Fuck all you people. I hate you all. Anyway, I won't belabor my strange worldview anymore. I know I'm in the minority here, so. And I think you guys are right. I think we're going to get just one configuration and then maybe other stuff down the line.
Yeah. How's that?
All right.
did Griffin die?
Nope, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
He's alive. You think we should probably maybe cut it here and come back to the games later?
I think we should. I think this has been a fruitful and fascinating discussion about the Nintendo Switch announcement and breathing a lot of life back into our enthusiasm about video games, at the very least.
For sure, if saying nothing else, this thing is fucking weird, and I love that.
Yeah, totally.
I love that about it. So.
Yes.
I don't know
what you guys
are talking about, because I've been playing a whole lot of shit, which I'll talk about later. And I've been loving it.
All right, that's a good teaser. I've also been playing a lot of shit. You should play Mario Color Splash. It's very good.
Really?
Yep.
I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah, next time we meet up, we can discuss these games.
Yeah.
And maybe there'll be some more Switch news out, too.
I was going to say, maybe Mario Color Splash will... You don't need the Switch anymore. Fuck that.
That's it.
The Wii U's back. All right. Catch you guys later.
All right, see ya.
Catch you later. Birdo.
Oh, yeah.